Welcome to the Plant Spirit Podcast on connecting with plant consciousness and the healing wisdom of nature. If you'd like to learn more on how to communicate directly with plants, visit www.learnplantlanguage.com to register for the free workshop. That's www.learnplantlanguage.com. I'm your host, Sarah Artemisia, and I'm delighted to introduce our next guest to the show today. Jen Fry is a healer, mentor, earth advocate, and voice of the plants. She's the founder of Bridget's Way and co-steward of Heartspring Sanctuary, which is a living example of how to create a more sustainable future by engaging in co-creative partnership with nature. With over 20 years of experience with plant essences, energy work, and herbal practices, Jen has dedicated her life to the spiritual path of plant work. She is also the author of Communicating with Plants, Heart-Based Practices for Connecting with Plant Spirits. So Jen, thank you so much for being here. I'm excited for our chat today and to dive into our mutual love of plants.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm always happy, of course, to talk about plants, but especially to talk about plants with you. So it's great to be with you.
Thank you. So wonderful. So I'd love to start out with a big topic, which is around plant communication. And I'm curious to hear in your experience, in your perspective, why is plant communication so important?
Well, right now, as we all know, we're going through these huge earth changes, right? And so we can get lost in that mix. I mean, I'll be honest, sometimes I get a little too inundated with news and I'm like, oh my God, the world's just, that's just it. Let's just like take all my chips. I'm handing everything in, I'm done. So we can totally do that. But when we're able to tune into nature, like all the answers are around us, all the answers are within us. And so when we can tune in with nature, we see such a broader possibility. We see so many other ways forward. We receive hope, we receive answers. And so for me, I say all that because for me, I've had a big shift in my teaching of communicating with plants in the last couple of years. Most of my students prior were always plant lovers, which I love plant lovers. They're the easiest people for me to be around. When I go to a party and there's a plant lover, I'm like, okay, good. I can handle being here. So, you know, I love plant lovers, my students, you know, plant lovers, herbalists, healers, right? However, and that's great, wonderful, but we need everybody, no matter what your skill set is, we need everybody to learn how to communicate with nature. And as far as I'm concerned, communicating with plants is the easiest instep. There are some that are able to more easily communicate with like animals or rocks, but in general, plants are easier, they're stationary. We're really connected with them. Our lives literally depend on them. So we just have this natural love and affinity with plants. And so the plants meet us wherever we are, and whatever expertise we have, they help to bring forward information that we can then understand. So for instance, my partner's into green building. So when he communicates with plants, they can give him insights into the building projects and what to do. Whereas if I'm communicating with them, they could give me those insights, but it's not going to make sense to me. It's like, you know, I probably won't even absorb it. So I just feel like everybody, regardless of your expertise, this is such a vital skill to learn. And it's what's most likely to contribute to having a thriving future for all of us. And that's only one aspect. On a personal aspect, communicating with plants just helps us all to again, see the solutions in our own lives, to remind us of who we really are, which means letting go of all these conditionings that we've received throughout the years of like, we're not enough, there's something wrong with us. They just remind us of the perfection of who we are. So that's a long answer, but also doesn't even begin to scratch the surface.
Well, I love what you shared there about how they meet us where we're at. I really feel that too. Also how they can support us in any realm of life. For example, with your partner, how they support with green building and how, I mean, for me, the plant spirits support me in my spreadsheets. Like, they will help us in any realm of life. So I absolutely just love that you brought that forward. And also how you were sharing about how they really support with helping us to let go of this conditioning that's not helpful, the conditioning that we are operating in that is not supportive of all life thriving on this planet. And I know you talk about how all true communication begins in the heart. So I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about this. Really, what does this mean? And are there some simple practices that you could offer about how people can connect with plants through the heart?
Yeah. First, though, I have to comment. I love that they help you with your spreadsheets. I love it.
I do too. I'm very grateful.
And you know, on another note, I think we have mutual friends, but other friends who, you know, they bring in the plants to help them do their bookkeeping, or they can help us do whatever we need. And it's amazing. But as far as this, all good communication comes from the heart. So in our society, one of the conditionings that we've been going through is that the brain should be leading the way. We're rational thinkers. It's about logic. And in reality, there's been so many scientific studies done that show that actually it's the heart that is really leading the way. It's the heart that responds and lets the brain know how to respond. So we want to be in our heart. And when we're in our heart space, what happens is we go into, you could say, heart coherence, heart intelligence. And the heart intelligence is about, again, that solution oriented. So rather than like looking, if a situation pops up that's problematic, rather than being like, oh my gosh, this is awful, and, you know, going to worst case scenario immediately, if we're in our heart can say like, oh, this is a good opportunity here. So what is it that's being presented to me, or what are possible solutions here? It also brings us into that restorative mode. So it helps to lessen the cortisol production, which we know is such an issue in our society right now, helps to deepen our breathing, helps our body to relax. I'm drawing blanks, even though I teach this all the time, but the essential point is that the heart just helps us to more easily connect with other beings and be in this greater potential for ourselves, for humanity, for the earth. And so when we are communicating, whether it be with a plant or with a human, it's easier if we are in our heart space to have that good communication, because we're more able to bond with other beings. And again, we're also in a receptive state rather than a reactionary state. So I know we've all had conversations with people where we're just both reacting to one another, or you're just not hearing each other no matter what you're saying. And what it is you're not in that heart coherence. When we get into the heart coherence, heart intelligence, heart space, whatever you want to call it, when we get there, those are the conversations, and I'm talking human conversations right now, but those are the conversations where you just are like, yeah, this is right. Oh, this just feels so good. It's like this moment is everything, and you're just really connecting with one another. And that works with plants as well. The great benefit with working with plants is that they're their beautiful selves. They don't have all that conditioning and all the long bag that everybody else carries behind that happens when we're with humans. So they're not going to be reacting to us. So all we need to do is get into our heart space and allow the plants to connect with us. They're much better at fine-tuning with us than we are with anybody else. That's one of the things that they excel at. So I know you asked about practices, but I just want to pause if there's any other questions about this or anything I should clarify.
Well, I just love that you were sharing about the value of heart coherence, how this helps bring us into a restorative mode, helps us be a better communicator, the value of being in a receptive state. It actually reminds me of something I was thinking about this morning about co-regulation, and which is essentially when our nervous systems attune to each other, and how in therapeutic practices, when we can lead a co-regulation state, someone's feeling dysregulated, but that there is also this huge opportunity available to co-regulate with nature when we are feeling imbalanced, and how amazing that is. And it's just right in alignment with what you were just sharing about how when we tune into the heart and allow ourselves to be receptive, we can co-regulate to the wholeness of nature, and just how incredibly powerful that is. So yeah, any practices that you'd like to share, would love to hear them.
Yeah. So the easiest one is gratitude. I talk about this in the book. I teach this in all my classes. I tell all my students this. I tell all my clients this. It's always the first step that we do in plant communication is to engage with gratitude. And yet all my students, all my clients come to me and they get frustrated. They're like, I don't know. It's just not happening. Or what do I do? Like this, I'm just so stressed in life. And I'm like, gratitude. And they just want to ignore it. They just want to throw it aside because it's so simple, but yet it really is powerful. I say this is like the magic wand. And if we can just, all we need to do is list the things that we're grateful for. We can write it down. We can think it. It's helpful if you're in a really good space when you do write them down, because sometimes when we're really stressed, we're like, oh, there's nothing to be grateful for. Life just sucks. But when we're in that good space, we can find that our arms can suddenly get tired from writing because there's just so many good things to be grateful for. I mean, just from the simple, right now the sun's shining and the plants are there, and we can get down to the minute details of the incredibleness that the plants can take carbon dioxide and turn that into oxygen, all the magic that surrounds us. So just by listing what we're grateful for, what we'll notice and what we're looking for in this practice is a physiological shift in your body. So for me, my shoulders drop sometimes inches because I tend to go like this all the time, but they'll drop. My hands tend to feel really big, like I'm wearing Mickey Mouse gloves. My feet tend to feel really big, like clown shoes. My breathing slows and it goes deeper into my belly. And sometimes, it doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes it will feel like my heart is opening. And sometimes that can feel painful, actually, because it's just like, oh, we're just stretching through a whole lot of stuff. And often my heart just feels much bigger. So that's what it is for me. And the important thing for everybody is just to notice what the physiological shift is for you. That is the first step that we do in plant communication, is we work with gratitude just to get into heart coherence, to feel what that feels like for you. And then when you go to communicate with plants or even with humans, especially if you want to have a difficult conversation with somebody, you want to get into that space first, because you know that's what's going to allow a better conversation to come forward.
So wonderful. Well, those are awesome, just great practices that we can all utilize. And I love how you began with gratitude, how it really, that is such an incredible platform to start from. And also the value of really noticing the physiological shifts, that can be such a great way of letting our brain know that, yes, something is shifting here. Because so often we can get tripped up in the brain of, oh, am I imagining this? Is this really happening? But the body does not lie. So when we feel that there are shifts happening in the body, we know something is happening. So thank you so much for bringing that up. And in your book, you talk specifically about being in relationship with several amazing plants. And I was curious if you'd be open to sharing a couple of just some, I know that the depths go really deep here, but I was curious if you could tell us a bit about your experience with being in relationship with, particularly if you're open to it, with yarrow and tulsi and the medicine that you feel that they're really bringing forward at this time.
Yeah. Well, thanks for like narrowing it down for me. Whenever people are like, so what are some things you learn from plants? It's always brain freeze because, you know, there's so many possible things. But yeah, so yarrow and tulsi. So yarrow was one of the first plants. I mean, I had been communicating with plants for a number of years, and I had been talking with plants or teaching communicating with plants for a number of years. And yarrow became a really big part of my life. Actually, even before then, yarrow was a big part of my life because yarrow was growing in the center of my herbal spiral that I had at that time, the garden I had. And so we became really good buddies because my son, my older son, would always get nosebleeds. And so yarrow like stops bleeding. So if you don't know that, you can stick yarrow up in your nose. It stops the bleeding pretty fast, though my son was not such a fan, but it worked. So, you know, it was one of the herbs that I learned early on, and I knew I could just really rely on yarrow. And when you have young kids, and particularly kids that are prone to, you know, they want to test all the limits of the body. So that means that there's lots of injuries going on. It's really nice to have some plants that you know you can take care of your children. So that was my first experience with yarrow. And then there was this huge upheaval that happened in my life. And someone came in, I think, out of good intentions to get my garden so-called in order. Even now, if you see my gardens, they're never perfect. I don't want perfect gardens. Like, I love the weeds. I know it's about balance, but anyway, they came in and I think, again, in good intentions, took all my plants out and my yarrow disappeared for me. And so in that experience, I had to stand up to this person and I had to speak up for the plants. And from that, yarrow offered to open the doors to the plant world for me. And I didn't know what that meant, but I said, yes, like that sounded great. It sounded fun. And it was fun, but also, you know, sometimes when you go on this journey, you don't realize all that's going to unravel in front of you. So in hindsight, I can see what yarrow ended up doing was ended up leading me towards working with Pam Montgomery and learning the plant spirit healing and just going deeper into the wisdom of the plants and really bringing it forward. So that was one of the main aspects of yarrow for me. Another big one is protection. I rely on yarrow frequently. In fact, yarrow, I was just out with the gardens today and we have yarrow planted all along our walkway on purpose, because as you're coming into my house, yarrow is helping to clear energy from you, but also helps to protect us. And there's actually yarrow started growing right at the bottom of our deck steps. So now like you can't even enter onto our deck without getting brushed by yarrow. So thank you for supporting us, yarrow. And one of the big things that yarrow has been teaching me of late, and I wasn't actually discussing this with yarrow today, but I was discussing it with some other plants out there, is about really helping to heal the wounds of the patriarchy. So it's a big lesson that the plants and I have been, where I've been learning from the plants over the last several years, is we've been really looking at hierarchy, and hierarchies are just not something that exists in nature. And even though we were taught it, I was taught that of the food chain, you know, it's just, we're one of the apex predators up here. And so we don't have any predators, which is such a farce. You like, you know, COVID just proved that wrong. We got taken down by a tiny microscopic virus. There around where I live, you know, ticks are a big deal. So we all have, there's not this pyramid, it's a circle, and there's multiple interactions with us. We're all interconnected. And so that hierarchy that we're taught about, and no matter how we want to look at it, it's not natural. It's anti-nature. And really, it's anti-humanity. And we see it in so many different forms, whether it's through racism or sexism or whatever. But with yarrow, our focus was more on healing wounds of patriarchy. And just to clarify, to be sure, patriarchy has hurt every single one of us. It doesn't matter what your gender is or what you identify as. Patriarchy has been really damaging to our culture and has really kept us all from bringing our true gifts forward. So this is one of the reasons why the plants want to help us to heal it and to overcome it, because they know it's inhibiting us. It's limiting us from being who we truly are. And I mean, sometimes I just get really angry thinking about all the gifts that are missed because people didn't get the opportunities to share them.
That is big. Oh my goodness. That is big. Yeah, that's incredible that you're really working in this collaborative way, listening with the plants, working with them to really help heal the wounds of the patriarchy. This is so big. This is so big. And what you just shared, how we are living in a circle, even though we've been conditioned to believe that we don't, and that nature shows us how to come back to living in this way. So incredibly powerful and really connected with that. In your book, you also talk about creating a new story, which feels really connected to this. And so I'm curious, what is this new story and how do you see our relationship with plants really playing a part in it?
Yeah, so that's my big question. I love to ask anybody who I can of what is your vision of this new story? Because I feel like it feels so, sometimes when you're, I can go back to when I'm saying like, you're just in a really bad day, right? And it's just like the world is just awful. Everything's awful. And so when you're in there, you can't see all the gifts that surround you. And I feel like that's where we are right now, because every single person who is alive today, no matter what culture you're in, no matter where you are, we've all been experiencing this paradigm of separation. And it's so hard. Like, we can get glimpses of what that looks like to be in true community, but it's really hard to envision. And so I don't have clear visions of what I've wondered sometimes, like, well, what would work look, what would culture look like? And I don't have that. But my, as far as I'm concerned with the plants, what they're asking us is to think bigger and to really own our true possibilities and remember that we are all connected. And we can say that, like, I hear that a lot. I hear people give voice to that a lot and in many different philosophies, but it's really need to embody it. We really need to remember that this idea that even you and I are two separate beings is a total illusion, that at the very core, whatever happens to you happens to me. And so therefore I can't wish harm on you. I can't think that I'm better than you, or we can't think that we're better than anybody else because it interferes with our own well-being, or like, same with the plants. And so what they're part of this new story is just, again, helping us to come back into relationship with all of nature, which is our birthright. It's what we are. We're supposed to be part of, we are nature. We try to avoid it. But again, if we look at our bodies, we are more bacteria than we are human cells. You know, we are a whole ecosystem ourselves. So it's just helping us to remember that. And in that is one of the foundations of this new story is aligning with a love ethic. And so it's just really having love lead the way. And for me, that means questioning. And I fail in this all the time, but, you know, it's questioning every action. Like, is this bringing forward love? Is this in alignment with love? And the more that we can do that, the more that we can connect in with our nature allies, which is all of nature. And the more we can take our ego out and learn to be humble and listen, remember that we're the younger siblings here, the more things can unfold. And while I don't have a very clear vision of what that future is, what I do know from working with the plants and nature is that oftentimes when we think something's just really big, it ends up being much simpler when we work with nature. So if we think that this body of water is just horribly polluted, it's going to take so much work to clear it. Well, if we can take our guidance from nature, it can become pure water again, really simple and really quickly, way, way faster than what our human brains think is possible.
Thank you for sharing that. I love that you brought that up because I really feel that too, that communicating with nature is actually so efficient. I love efficiency. So
me too.
That's just fantastic. What an incredible gift, you know, where we have all these problems. I mean, I ask this question myself all the time. Any kind of time that I'm coming to a crossroads, choice point, struggle, just asking this simple question of how would nature do it? What would nature do here? It can really help to simplify. It can help to simplify, you know, when we go in through the mycelial network of communication, or how would we solve this problem, that it can be so simple. And then when we're opening up that conscious communication with nature directly, we can also just ask, how would you like to do this? Right. And how can I support? And just how incredible that is. So right. I also love how you were sharing, you know, how the plants are really inviting us to think bigger, mm-hmm. to own our true possibilities, and to really embody the experience that we're all connected. Certainly nature is doing that all the time. And to remember that we are part of nature, that this is the biggest thing, that we're not separate, that we are part, that we are nature, that we're the same. We're the same thing. And so, oh, and also what you shared about letting love lead the way, mm-hmm. really learning to listen, taking the guidance directly from nature. This is so big. These are all such incredible things you're sharing today. And so I'm curious to hear, how would you say that the plants really support you in your life's work?
In every way. And I do really mean that in every way. Like, so often with my students, you know, so one of my, the apprenticeship program, I'm teaching people how to have a healing practice and how to learn different healing techniques for working with the plant, the energies of the plants, the plant spirits. And so they'll come to me and, you know, I have this issue, or like, this is happening with the client and I don't know what to do. And I'm like, go ask the plants. And again, they get frustrated with me, but I'm like, I'm only one person. I can only communicate with the plants so much. I've learned a lot over my life, but I still have, like, you know, oh my gosh, so much to learn. What I know is very small compared to what we can all learn together. And so whenever I have any issue, I take it to the plants. Sometimes I forget myself, Sometimes I want to like wallow in the issue, but whenever I do, whenever I take it to the plants, and sometimes it does, I mean, sometimes it takes years to get the answer back, to be honest. Often it doesn't take that long, or sometimes it takes a while for me to understand what that lesson was that they were showing me. But I just, everything from like, how many clients do I want to have in my week to helping me write the book? I mean, yes, I'm bringing forward their messages, but also when I just felt really stuck, I'd go to the plants and I would just be like, okay, what is it that I need to know here? What is it that I need to see? In my health, they help me. In my relationship, they, so every aspect, in all ways, the plants are there supporting me. And I'm saying plants, but in reality, it's also broader than the plants, because I have other beings that I have my own affinities towards. And so I also include, like, the fairies are big in my life. So the fairies, or depending on what's going on, maybe I need to work with water or the spirit of fire or whatever. So it's all of nature, but my primary contacts are the plants.
So wonderful. So Jen, tell us, how can people find out more about you, your work, and your book?
Yeah. So you can go to my website, bridgetsway.com. And there's lots of information there. I have my blog on there. I have my classes. You can get the book there. The book, again, is Communicating with Plants, Heart-Based Practices for Connecting with Plant Spirits. And so it is currently available through myself and my publisher, Inner Traditions. And it will be available at bookstores and Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Bookshop, all of them, June 13th.
So great. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Jen. So great, as always, to chat. And yes, very much looking forward to your book. Excited to read it.
Great. Thank you, Sarah. It's a pleasure to be here.
And thanks so much for listening and joining us today on the Plant Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And please follow to subscribe, leave a review, and look forward to seeing you on the next episode.